今集咧同大家去读一本咧原汁原味嘅旧书，咁我会用中英对照嘅方式去读嘅。
咁呢本小册子咧叫做《华盛顿的110条处世准则》。
呢本小册子嘅原文咧其实系500年前写嘅，所以咧你会发现哇，佢啲 grammar 咧好奇怪。其实佢并冇用一啲好艰深嘅生字，但系咧唔知点解你硬系觉得咧嗰啲 grammar 咧怪怪地嘅。睇完之后咧，你要认真啲谂下，先至谂得明究竟佢讲紧啲乜嘢。所以咧真系录到我呕电啊！咁我将佢咧用广东话同埋英文对照嘅方式咧演绎俾大家听。其实睇完呢本小册子啦，我自己嘅感悟都几深嘅。虽然佢讲嘅一啲基本嘅礼仪啊，其实都系一啲咧好常见嘅礼貌嚟嘅，但系我哋有时咧真系喺某一啲场合入边咧会冇咁注意嘅。用佢得闲嚟提醒下自己咧，其实亦都系有好处嘅。而且用嚟去教小朋友咧，我觉得亦都系一个相当之好嘅工具嚟嘅。不过当然啦，时而世易，我哋可能有一啲规矩唔需要咁繁复嘅，亦都唔需要咁讲究嘅。因为讲紧500年之后嘅我哋，如果仲系用翻呢啲咁样嘅标准去衡量我哋，的确系有啲傻，又或者的确系有一啲吹毛求疵嘅。但系我认为咧，呢一本书入边所讲嘅绝大部分嘅礼貌，都系我哋应该去做嘅，同埋应该保持嘅。虽然我哋而家冇咩机会成为贵族啊，成为总统，但我哋不妨亦都可以通过呢一本咁样嘅小册子，睇下第一位美国总统佢究竟系一个点样嘅人，同埋佢有啲乜嘢礼仪系值得我哋学习嘅，佢系有啲乜嘢代入我哋个袋度。华盛顿佢摘抄嘅呢啲礼仪规则嘅来源啦，应该系源自弗兰西斯霍金斯所翻译嘅法国礼仪手册嘅原始版本。而根据华盛顿摘抄嘅呢本礼仪规则嘅手稿，好多历史学家都认为佢嘅笔迹十分之整洁，推测其实喺佢14、15、16岁嘅时候啦，佢已经具有啦相当之良好嘅自我约束意识。而呢份手稿啦，而家就保存喺美国国会嘅图书馆入面。贵族气质从礼仪的细节开始，对美国第一任总统有益的事，对我们一定也有益。作为维珍尼亚州的一个中学生，14岁的乔治华盛顿跨越了他迈向伟大的第一步。他阅读过16世纪基督教的那班牧师为年轻人所编写的一套箴言，这套箴言深深地吸引了他。他在入面精选了110条人际交往和谈话之中的礼仪规则，亲手抄了在他的笔记簿里面，并且以此作为他的行动准则。这些箴言出现在16世纪晚期的法国，在华盛顿时代十分之流行。华盛顿14岁的时候，就在他做功课的笔记簿里面抄低了这110条规则。很多人都认为这些这样的练习在他性格的发展里面具有不可磨灭的影响。由于华盛顿优秀的个人品格、非凡的影响力，以及在大家心目中对他产生的英雄崇拜情结，很多人甚至认为是华盛顿本人创作了这些箴言，或者说是华盛顿对他们进行了汇编。啲人亦都好欣慰咁发现，华盛顿善于为其他人考虑，尊敬并且服从值得佢咁样对待嘅人，热爱自己同埋自己嘅语言，尊敬佢自己嘅创造者，亦即系上帝同埋父母。所有呢一切喺上流社会普遍流行嘅实际行为，以观念嘅形式对华盛顿谆谆教诲。从华盛顿时代至今，作为正式出版物，110条礼仪规则究竟有几多个版本，尚且冇人能够作出精确嘅统计，但佢嘅影响力就冇人能够睇少。历史学家查理布鲁克舍曾经讲过，呢啲礼仪规则成为咗形成美国第一任总统嘅最早，亦都系最强大嘅力量。佢强烈反对将呢啲格言视为纯粹嘅礼仪。他指出，这些礼仪规则试图通过外在的礼仪而形成内在的气质。布鲁克舍指出，就算这些规则经常在细节上面显得有些奇怪，但是在今日对我们来讲仍然适用。他们通常会将我们置入一个更加有雄心壮志的思维框架，而能够间接地影响我们。所有西方世界的现代礼仪都源于贵族的做法。华盛顿在致力于将美国人从宫廷的控制之下解放出来的同时，亦都接受了这一套礼仪体系。他鼓励年轻人抄写这110条礼仪规则，因为这些礼仪规则表明我们应该尊重其他人，同时我们自己亦都会因此而更加受到尊重。华盛顿毫不怀疑，当这些体面的举止行为扩展到全国的时候，我们每个人都会觉得受到尊敬。 因为礼仪弥补了天性的不足，最后演变成一种近似真的美德的习惯。而今日我们社会道德礼仪的缺失已经有目共睹。有一个学生的家长很焦虑地说，
我个女在一间名校里面读书，我发现入面啲学生嘅成绩真係冇说话讲，但系大部分嘅学生都唔知道乜嘢系礼貌。我个女读中四嘅时候，我去学校，佢隔篱台嘅同学唔好话嗌声我，就连眼尾都冇睄下我，净系自己顾自己，当我好似空气咁。我明明就企咗喺佢身边。
约翰霍尔佢话，礼貌出自内心，佢嘅根源系内在嘅。但是如果礼貌的形式被取消，它的精神实质亦都会随之消失。我们希望这110条礼仪规则可以对年轻的一代起到一定的作用，能够令到他们可以拥有高尚的言谈举止，而因此进一步影响他们的内心和行动。我们相信这样的训练，一对一个人的生命经验、品德培养都非常重要，就如同这些规则当年对华盛顿的影响一样。翻译这本书正正就是我对这个美好愿望的一些实际的努力。李超
George Washington's Rules of Civility and Decent Behavior in Company and Conversation，
华盛顿礼仪规则，成就美国第一任总统的礼仪规则。
By age 16, Washington has copied out by hand 110 Rules of Civility and Decent Behavior in Company and Conversation。They are based on a set of rules composed by French Jesuits in 1595. Presumably, they were copied out as part of an exercise in penmanship assigned by young Washington's schoolmaster. The first English translation of French rules appeared in 1640 and are ascribed to Francis Hawkins, the 12-year-old son of a doctor. Today's many, if not all of these rules, sound a little fussy, if not downright silly.It would be easy to dismiss them as outdated and appropriate to a time of powder rigs and quills, but they reflect a focus that is increasingly difficult to find. The rules have in common a focus on other people, rather than the narrow focus of our own self-interest that we find so prevalent today. Fussy or not, they represent more than just manners.They are the small sacrifices that we should all be willing to make for the good of all and the sake of living together. These rules proclaim our respect for others and in turn give us the gift of self-respect and heightened self-esteem. Richard Brookhiser, in his book on Washington, wrote that all modern manners in the Western world were originally aristocratic. Courtesy meant behavior appropriate to a court. Chivalry comes from chevalier, a knight.Yet Washington was to dedicate himself to freeing America from court control. Could manners survive the operation? Without realizing it, the Jesuits who wrote them and the young men who copied them were outlining and absorbing a system of courtesy appropriate to equals and near equals. When the company for whom the decent behavior was to be performed expanded to the nation, Washington was ready.Parson Weems got this right. When he wrote that, it was no wonder everybody honors him who honors everybody.
在16岁的时候，华盛顿就手抄了111条在相处和谈话之中遵守的礼貌和体面行为的规则。他们是以1595年由法国耶稣会所组成的一套规则为基础的。根据推测，这些字是校长要求年轻的华盛顿在练书法的时候所抄录下来的。最早的法文版翻译是在1640年有一个12岁的小朋友所写。这个小朋友是医生弗朗西斯霍金的仔。今日在很多人的眼中，听从这些规则不是吹毛求疵，就是彻底的愚蠢。我们很容易就会认为他已经过时，就是适合那个戴假发和用羽毛笔的时代。不过他们所反映的就是我们现在越来越难找到的焦点。这些规则的共通点是关注其他人，而不是今日我们习以为常以自身的利益为先的狭隘观点。他们所代表的不单只是礼貌，无论你是不是一个奄尖声闷的人，这些都是我们应该愿意为了所有人的利益和共同的生活而作出的小牺牲。这些规则表明了我们对他人的尊重，调翻转头亦都赋予咗我哋自尊同埋高度自尊嘅天赋。理查德布鲁克喺佢嗰本曾经写华盛顿嘅书入面讲过，喺
在西方世界，所有现代的礼仪都是源自于贵族的。礼貌是和宫廷相称的行为，而骑士的风度就来源于骑士。不过华盛顿致力于要将美国从贵族院的控制之下解放出来。咁独立战争之后，呢啲礼仪仲可以生存咩？写呢本书嘅耶稣会教士同埋抄写呢啲书嘅后生仔，佢哋喺当时并冇意识到，佢哋只喺度勾勒同埋吸收紧一套适合于平等同埋接近平等嘅礼仪制度。将行为得体嘅相处扩展到整个国家嘅时候，华盛顿已经做好咗准备。柏森威姆斯讲得好啱，佢曾经讲过，唔怪之得每一个人都尊敬嗰啲尊敬每一个人嘅人。
Rule number one, every action done in company ought to be with some sign of respect to those who are present.
与他人相处的时候，言谈举止应该表现出对对方的尊敬。
Rule number two, when in company, put not your hands to any part of the body not usually discovered.
与他人相处的时候，唔好指手画脚，手的位置要自然得体。
Rule number three,Show nothing to your friend that may affright him.
唔好整蛊你嘅朋友，避免佢哋受到惊吓或者伤害。
Rule number four. In the presence of others, sing not to yourself with a humming noise, nor jump with your fingers or feet.
喺其他人面前，唔好旁若无人咁喺度哼歌，亦都唔好用手或者脚喺度打拍子。
Rule number five. If you cough, sneeze, sign, or yawn,Do it not loud but privately, and speak not in your yawning, but put your handkerchief or hand before your face and turn aside.
当你准备咳、打乞嗤、叹气或者打喊路嘅时候，要尽可能咁隐蔽一啲，千祈唔好搞好大嘅动静出嚟。得体嘅做法系用手巾仔又或者系手挡住你嘅面部，并且转向冇人嘅嗰一边。另外，亦都唔好一路打喊路，一路同人哋讲说话。
Rule number six, sleep not when others speak, sit not when others stand, speak not when you should hold your peace, walk not on when others stop.
当其他人讲说话的时候不要瞌眼瞓，当其他人企喺度的时候不要坐低，当应该保持安静的时候不要讲说话，当其他人停低的时候不要只是挂住自己行。
Rule number seven, put not off your clothes in the presence of others.Nor go out your chambers half-dressed.
唔好当住其他人嘅面前除衫，亦都唔好衣冠不整咁样出门。
Rule number eight: At play and at fire, it's good manners to give place to the last comer and affect not to speak louder than ordinary.
喺游戏又或者系围炉嘅时候，要为后面先嚟嘅人主动让位，并且唔好故意大呼小叫。
Rule number nine: Spit not in the fire.Nor stoop low before it, neither put your hands into the flame to warm them, nor set your feet upon the fire, especially if there be meat before it.
唔好吐痰入壁炉入面，亦都唔好污低身去靠近火堆，唔好将只手伸到火苗入面取暖，唔好将只脚晾喺壁炉上面，尤其是喺壁炉前面仲放住食物嘅时候。
Rule number ten: When you sit down, keep your feet firm and even.Without putting one on the other or crossing them.
当你坐低嘅时候，双脚要平稳踏实，唔好搭埋两只脚，亦都唔好翘脚。
Rule number 11. Shift not yourself in the sight of others, nor gnaw your nails.
唔好岌嚟岌去遮挡人哋嘅视线，亦都唔好咬自己嘅手指甲。
Rule number 12. Shake not the head, feet, or legs, wall not the eyes.Nip not one eyebrow higher than the other. Why not the mouth? And bedew no man's face with your spittle by approaching too near him when you speak.
唔好摇头晃脑，唔好蹬脚、摁脚，唔好眼仔碌碌、反白眼，唔好将一边嘅眉毛识到比另一边更加高，唔好藐嘴。喺同人控得好近嘅情况之下讲说话，注意唔好将口水喷到对方块面上面。
Rule number 13.Kill not vermin as fleas, lie thick and see in the sight of others. If you see any filth or thick spittle, put your foot dexterously upon it. If it be upon the claws of your companions, put it off privately. And if it be upon your own claws, Return thanks to him who pulls it off.
唔好当住其他人嘅面前捉虱。如果见到地下上面有污渍或者系痰，要好灵巧咁用脚抹咗佢。如果见到同伴嘅衣物上面有污糟嘢，要不事声张咁帮佢整走佢。如果发现有人帮你清除咗身上面嘅邋遢嘢，记得一定要多谢佢。
The rule number 14. Turn not your back to others, especially in speaking. Jog not the table or desk on which another reads or writes. Lean not upon anyone.
对人讲说话嘅时候唔好背对住对方。其他人喺台上面读书或者写字嘅时候唔好去碰撞双台，亦都唔好倚靠喺上面。
Rule number 15. Keep your nails clean and short.Also your hands and teeth clean, yet without showing any great concern for them.
指甲要干净，要剪短，手同埋牙齿亦都要保持清洁，不过唔好对呢啲事情表现出过度嘅关注。
Rule number 16. Do not puff up the cheeks, loud not out the tongue, rub the hands or beard, thrust out the lips or bite them, or keep the lips too open or too close.
唔好谷起泡腮，唔好伸脷，唔好捽手，唔好系咁摸啲胡须，唔好反嘴唇，亦都唔好咬唇。注意个嘴唔好擘得太大，亦都唔好紧闭，要自然开合。
Rule number 17. Be no flatterer. Need to play with any that delights, not to be played with all.
唔好去拍马屁，亦都唔好同嗰啲唔鍾意自己被开玩笑嘅人开玩笑。
Rule number 18.We know letters, books, or paper in company, but when there is a necessity for the doing of it, you must ask leave. Come not near the books or writing of another so as to read them, unless desire or give your opinion of them, and ask also not light when another is writing a letter.
在社交场合，唔好睇信、睇书或者睇报纸。如果真系有信要睇，要征得其他人同意之后离开。在其他人看书或者写嘢的时候不要控过去看，除非被邀请或者是叫你发表意见的时候。其他人写信的时候未经同意亦都不要控埋去看。
Rule number 19. Let your countenance be pleasant, but in serious matters somewhat grave.
面部表情要令人愉快，不过在严肃的场合表情要庄重。
Rule number 20.The gestures of the body must be suited to the discourse you are upon.
在你演讲的时候，身体的姿态、手势都要与之匹配。
Rule number 21. Reproach none for the infirmity of nature, nor delight to put them that have in mind thereof.
不要去责备他人天生的缺点，亦都不要因此而心中泄气。
Rule number 22.Show not yourself glad at the misfortune of another, though he were your enemy.
唔好对其他人嘅不幸幸灾乐祸，就算佢系你嘅敌人。
Rule number 23. When you see a crime punished, you may be inwardly pleased, but always show pity to the suffering offender.
当你见到一个罪犯受到惩处嘅时候，你当然会感到欣慰，但对于受到刑罚惩处嘅罪犯，应该存有怜悯之心。
Rule number 24. Do not laugh too loud or too much at any public spectacle.
去睇公共表演或者展览活动嘅时候，唔好肆无忌惮咁狂笑不止。
Rule number 25. Superfluous compliments and all affectation of ceremony are to be avoided. Yet where do they are not to be neglected?
礼节不可繁琐，亦都唔可以喺必要嘅时候被忽视。
Rule number 26. In pulling off your hat to persons of distinction, as noblemen, justices, churchmen and see, make a reference, bowing more or less according to the custom of the better bred and quality of person. Amongst your equals expect not always that they should begin with you first, but to pull off the hat when there's no need to affectation. In the manner of saluting and re-saluting in words, keep to the most usual custom.
见到贵族、法官、牧师等等有身份的人的时候，应该随帽致礼以表示尊敬。高公的时候，身体的弯曲度要遵从风俗习惯，对不同身份的人各有不同。 对同辈嘅人，唔好硬系期望对方会先向你行礼。不过喺唔需要行脱帽礼嘅时候除帽，就会显得有啲做作。敬礼同埋答礼嘅用语，亦都要符合惯常嘅习俗。
Rule number 27: Teach you manners to beat one more eminent than yourself. Be covered as well as not to do it to whom. It's do likewise he that makes too much haste to put on his hat does not well. Yet he ought to put it on at the first, or at most the second time of being asked. Now what is herein spoken? Of qualification in behavior in saluting, ought also to be absurd in taking of place, and sitting down for the ceremonies without bounds in troublesome.
向比自己有身份嘅人致意嘅时候，唔除帽系冇礼貌嘅。仲有行脱帽礼唔可以太急，搞到对方嚟唔切戴翻好顶帽。行完礼之后，要俾对方戴帽先，最多要去到对方第二次邀请之后，先至可以戴翻自己顶帽。喺呢度需要说明嘅系，按照礼仪嘅要求，喺典礼之中要揾好自己嘅座位再入座，唔按规定随便乱坐系会令人讨厌嘅。
Rule number 28. If anyone come to speak to you while you are sitting, stand up though he is your inferior, and when you press insist, let it be to everyone according to his degree.
当你坐在这里的时候，如果某一个人过来跟你讲说话，你应该站起身，就算对方是你的下级。而当你为其他人引座的时候，应该根据他的身份和地位。
The rule number 29.When you meet one of the greater quality than yourself, stop and retire, especially if it be at the door or any straight place to give him way for him to pass.
当遇到比你身份高的人经过的时候，应该停低落嚟。如果是在门口，应该退后一步。如果是直接面对面，应该让路给他。
The rule number 30. In walking at the highest place in most countries, seems to be on the right hand.Therefore place yourself on the left of him whom you desire to honor. But if three walk together, the mid place is the most honorable. The word is usually given to the most worthy if two walk together.
就大多数的国家来看，右位是尊位，所以在同一个人一起行的时候，要将右边的位置让给你应该尊重的人，自己就应该行在左边。如果是三人同行，应该将居中的位置留给三个人里面最尊敬的那位。如果是两个人沿着蹦墙行，那就要给同伴靠着蹦墙，而自己就靠外。
Rule number 31. If anyone far surpasses others, either in age, estate or merit yet, will give you place to a manner than himself in his own lodging, or elsewhere the one ought not to expect it.So he on the other part should not use much earnestness, nor offer it above once or twice.
一个人就算年纪比其他人大，或者地位功勋比其他人高，亦都应该表现出谦让有礼。无论是在居家，定还是在任何的地方，都不应该有例外。当然，另外一方面，亦都不可以表现出谦卑过浓，或者只是偶尔谦卑一下。
Rule number 32. To one that is your equal,or not much inferior, you are to give the chief place in your lodging, and he to whose offer ought at the first to refuse it, but at the second to accept, though not without acknowledging his own unworthiness.
在屋企入面接待同等身份或者是身份略低于自己的人，应该请他坐上座，而被邀请的人应该首先客气地婉拒，第二次被邀请的时候就可以就座，没必要表现出畏畏缩缩。
Rule number 33. They that are in dignity or in office have in all places precedency, but whilst they are young, they ought to respect those that are their equals in birth or other qualities, though they have no public charge.
那些身份高贵或者是担任公职的人，在各种场合一般都是优先的。但是同一时间，如果他们年轻，那就应该尊敬那些同他们的出身又或者是其他方面平等的人。就算后者并没有担任任何的公职。
Rule number 34. It's good manners to prefer them to whom we speak before ourselves, especially if they be above us, with whom in no short we ought to begin.
在讲话的时候，比对方讲先，特别是面对身份比我们高贵的人，我们绝对不应该抢话，这样才是好的举止。
Rule number 35.Let your discourse manner of business be short and comprehensive.
在商业或者公务谈话之中， 你的讲话应该是简短和易于理解的。
Rule number 36. Artificer and person of low degree are not to use many ceremonies to lords, or others of high degree but respect and highly honor them, and those of high degrees are to treat them with affability and courtesy without arrogance.
工人和身份低的人对待贵族或者其他身份高的人没必要讲究繁文缛节，但是应该表现出尊重和敬意，而身份高的人也是同样的，他们在对待身份低的人的时候也都应该和蔼有礼，不可以傲慢自大。
Rule number 37. In speaking to men of quality, do not lean nor look them full in the face, nor approach too near them, at least keep a full place from them.
同有身份的人讲说话不要侧身，亦都不要系咁望住对方块面，不要控得太埋，至少要保持一定的距离。
Rule number 38. In visiting the sick, do not presently play the physician if you be not knowing therein.
在探望病人的时候，假如你并不了解病情，就不要马上充当医生的角色去谈论病情。
Rule number 39. In writing or speaking,Give to every person his due title according to his degrees and the custom of the place.
在写信和谈话的时候，要根据对方的身份和当地的习俗，给予对方一个他适合的头衔又或者是尊称。
Rule number 40. Strive not with your superiors in argument, but always submit your judgment to others with modesty.
在和上级意见不一致的时候，不要试图争辩获胜，只需要虚心地提出你的意见。
Rule number 41. Undertake not to touch your equal in the art himself professes. It savors of arrogance.
在朋友或者同事的专业问题上面，不要以指导老师自居，这样会令到你显得很傲慢。
Rule number 42. Let thy ceremonies in courtesy be proper to the dignity of his place with whom thou conversest for it. It's absurd to act the same with a clown and a prince.
应该根据交往对象的不同而保持适当的礼数。如果对乡下人和王子采用同样的礼节，就会显得很可笑。
Rule number 43. Do not express joy before one sick or in pain for that contrary passion will aggravate his misery.
不要在病人或者不幸的人面前表现出高兴，因为这样只会加重对方的痛苦。
Rule number 44. When a man does all he can, though it succeeds not well, blame not him that did it.
当一个人尽了他的所能，都未能做好某一件事的时候，不要责备他做了那件事。
Rule number 45. Being to authorize or reprehend anyone, consider whether it ought to be in public or in private.Presently, or at some other time, in what term to do it, and in reproving show no sign or color, but do it with all sweetness and mildness.
在提意见或者责备某个人的时候，要考虑是应该在公开场合，还是在私底下入面，或者是换个时间再去做。这样的话，批评的时候就不会带着怒火，而是比较温和和容易令人接受。
Rule number 46.Take all admonitions thankfully in what time or place, so ever given but afterwards, not being culpable take the time and place convenient to let him know it that gave them.
无论在何时何地受到批评，都应该心存感激地接受，不过如果自己没错，不要当时就顶撞，事后找一个便利的时间和地点向批评者解释。
Rule number 47.Mock not nor jest at anything of important break. Know just that are sharp biting, and if you deliver anything witty and pleasant, abstain from laughing the rest yourself.
唔好嘲笑人，亦都唔好喺重大嘅问题上面乱开玩笑，唔好开伤人嘅玩笑。如果你要就某事发表意见，就要显示出富于机智同埋令人愉快，避免自己成为笑柄。
Rule number 48.Wherein you reprove another, be unblamable yourself. For example, is more prevalent than precepts.
在批评他人某一个毛病的时候，自己必须是没有那个毛病，因为身教重于言教。
Rule number 49. Use no reproachful language against anyone, neither curse nor revile.
唔好使用谴责嘅语言对待他人，唔好诅咒，亦都唔好辱骂他人。
Rule number 50: Be not hasty to believe flying reports to the disparagement of any.
唔好轻易相信嗰啲诋毁他人嘅流言蜚语。
Rule number 51: Wear nor your clothes foul, wet or dusty, but see they be brushed once every day at least, and take heed that you approach not to any uncleanness.
衣着唔可以邋遢、破烂、肮脏，每日至少应该擦拭一次件衫。小心唔好接近任何唔洁净嘅嘢。
Rule number 52. In your apparel be modest and endeavor to accommodate nature, rather than to procure admiration. Keep to the faction of your equals, such as are civil and orderly, with respect to times and places.
衣着应该端庄大方，适合自己嘅气质个性。与其追逐虚荣，宁可同自己同等嘅人保持风格一致，随时随地以斯文同埋整洁赢得尊重。
Rule number 53. Run not in the streets, neither go too slowly, nor with mouth open. Go not shaking your arms, kick not the earth with our feet. Go not upon the toes, nor in a dancing fashion.
喺街上面唔好乱跑，亦都唔好太慢吞吞，唔好戆居居咁擘大个嘴，唔好乱咁揈只手，唔好翘起脚趾，亦都唔好一副手舞足蹈嘅样貌。
Rule number 54. Play not the peacock.Looking everywhere about you to see if you be well decked, if your shoes fit well, if your stockings sit neatly and claws handsomely.
唔好好似孔雀咁样炫耀，处处看重自己嘅外表，睇下自己系唔系打扮得好靓，对鞋系唔系啱着，袜系唔系讲究，件衫系唔系时髦。
Rule number 55: Eat not in the streets, nor in the house out of season.
唔好喺条街上面食嘢，亦都唔好喺唔合时令嘅时候喺屋企入边食。
Rule number 56: Associate yourself with men of good quality if you esteem your own reputation, for it's better to be alone than in bad company.
假如你珍惜自己嘅名誉，就结交品质好嘅人，同坏人交往，仲不如独处。
Rule number 57: In walking up and down in a house.Only with one in company, if he be greater than yourself, at the first give him the right hand, and stop not till he does, and be not the first that turns. And when you do turn, let it be with your face towards him. If he be a man of great quality, walk not with him cheek by jaw, but somewhat behind him, but yet in such a manner that he may easily speak to you.
在社交场合走动的时候，遇到比你身份高的人，最好单独同他在一起。先向他伸出右手，直到他亦都伸手，不要首先另转身走开。当你要转身的时候，要确保你块面对着他。如果他是一个身份高的人，同他一起走的时候，不要肩并肩，要适当地后少少。在这样的一种礼貌的方式入面，他可以很随意地跟你讲说话。
Rule number 58. Let your conversation be without malice or envy.For he's a sign of a tractable and commendable nature, and in all courses of passion, admit reason to govern.
同人讲说话嘅时候，唔好带有恶意同埋妒忌，咁系一种温顺同埋值得赞扬嘅品性。喺所有嘅情绪容易激动嘅场合，要保持理智同埋冷静。
Rule number 59: Never express anything unbecoming, nor act against the will moral before your inferiors.
在职位或者身份比你低的人面前，永远不要表现出任何的失礼，亦都不要违反道德准则。
Rule number 60. Be not immodest in urging your friends to discover a secret.
不要下流地唆摆朋友去窥探他人的私隐。
Rule number 61. Utter not base and frivolous things amongst grave and learned men, nor very difficult questions or subjects.Amongst ignorance or things hard to be believed, stuff not your discourse with sentences amongst your betters nor equals.
在庄重和博学的人入面，不要有低俗和轻佻的举动，也不要卖弄非常艰涩困难的问题和话题。对于不识又或者是难以确认的事情，不要妄下结论。无论在长辈定还是同辈的人中间，都应该是这样。
Rule number 62.Speak not of doleful things in a time of mirth or at the table. Speak not of melancholy things as deaths and rheums and if others mention them change, if you can the discourse tell not your dreams, but to your intimate friend.
不要在欢乐的时候或者在饭桌上面讲伤心事，不要讲诸如死亡伤病的事。假如其他人提及这些事情，如果你可以就改变这些话题，除非对亲密的朋友，不要讲你发的梦。
Rule number 63. A man ought not to value himself of his achievement, or rare quality of wit, much less of his riches, virtue, or kindreds.
不要夸耀自己的成就、才智，更加不要炫耀自己的财富、美德或者出身。
Rule number 64. Break not the jest when none take pleasure in mirth. Laugh not aloud, not at all without occasion. Divide no man's misfortune.Though there seems to be some cause.
在没有人有心情开玩笑的时候，不要搞笑，笑声不要太大，也不要不分场合，不要嘲笑其他人的不幸，就算的确有可笑之处。
Rule number 65. Speak not injurious words, neither in jest nor earnest. Scoff at nuns, although they give occasion.
不要讲刺伤人的说话，无论是开玩笑定还是认真讲，也不要嘲笑任何人。就算他们给机会你这样做。
Rule 66. Be not forward, but friendly and courteous, the first to salute, hear and answer, and be not pensive when is a time to converse.
不要刚愎自用，而要友善兼恭，首先要礼貌地倾听和回答，在同人交谈的时候不要独自想心事。
Rule number 67. Detract not from others, neither be excessive in commanding.
不要贬低其他人，亦都不要过分抬举其他人。
Rule number 68. Go not thither, where you know not, whether you shall be welcome or not. Give not advice without being asked, and when desired to do it briefly.
不要去你不熟悉的社交场合，无论你在那里将会受到是欢迎定还是不受欢迎。没有被问到就不要提出建议，如果想提就尽量简短。
Rule number 69. If two contend together, take not the part of either unconstrained, and be not obstinate in your own opinion. Instinct's indifference be of the major side.
如果两个人在争执，不要随随便便就介入某一方，在无关紧要的事情上面，站在大多数人那边，不要固执己见。
Rule number 70. Reprehend not the imperfection of others,For that belongs to parents, masters, and superiors.
不要责烂其他人的缺点，因为那些是父母、师长、上司才有权做的事。
Rule number 71. Gaze not on the marks or blemishes of others, and as not how they came. What you may speak in secret to your friend, deliver not before others.
不要是这样望着人家的疤痕或者瑕疵，也都不要刨根问底。朋友之间讲的秘密不要透露给其他人知。
Rule number 72. Speak not in an unknown tongue in company, but in your own language, and that as those of quality, do and not as the vulgar. Supply matters, treat seriously.
同人交往不要讲其他人不识的方言和你那个圈子里面的行话、俚语。庄重的问题要庄重地对待。
Rule number 73. Think before you speak, pronounce not imperfectly, nor bring out your words too hastily, but orderly and distinctly.
讲说话之前要想好先，发音要准确，语速不要太快，要清晰有条理。
Rule number 74. When another speaks, be attentive yourself, and disturb not the audience. If any hesitate in his words,Have him not nor prompt him without desire, interrupt him not nor answer him till his speech be ended.
当其他人讲说话的时候要专心倾听，不要扰乱听众。如果他的讲话有所迟疑停顿，在没有被请求的情况之下，不要试图去提醒他或者是做些什么帮助，不要中断他的讲话，也都不要当即答辩，直到他的讲话结束。
Rule number 75.In the midst of discourse, ask not of what one cheateth, but if you proceed any stop because of your coming, you may well entreat him gently to proceed. If a person of quality comes in while you're conversing, it's handsome to repeat what was said before.
在其他人在聊天的时候你不请自来，而你察觉到由于你的出现令到谈话停止了，你可以表示歉意，有礼貌地请讲说话的人继续。当一个有身份的人在你讲说话的时候来到，你应该向他重复一下你先前所讲的说话，这是有教养的表现。
Rule number 76. While you are talking, point not with your finger at him of whom you discourse, nor approach too near him to whom you talk especially to his face.
当你讲说话的时候，不要用手指指住那个你提及的人，亦都不要太过靠近那个人，尤其是在他块面。
Rule number 77. Treat with men at fit time about business and whisper, not in the company of others.
要在适合的时间你去同人谈论公事，在其他人面前不要细细声咬耳仔。
Rule number 78. Make no comparisons, and if any of the company be commend for any brave art of virtue, commend not another for the same.
评价人的时候不要乱比较，当某人由于勇敢的品德而受到赞扬的时候，不要拿他和其他人比较。
Rule number 79.Be not apt to relate news, if you know not the truth thereof. In discoursing of things you have heard, name not your answer, always a secret discover not.
当你不知道事情的真相的时候，不要自作聪明地发表新闻。在谈论你听到的某件事的时候，最早版本的作者既然不是你，那作者的姓名就永远是一个很难发现的秘密。
Rule number 80. Be not tedious,in discourse or in reading, unless you find the company pleased there is.
在演讲或者宣读的时候，切忌冗长乏味，除非你发现大家乐于倾听。
Rule number 81. Be not curious to know the affairs of others, neither approach those that speak in private.
不要对他人的私事存有好奇心，也都不要介入其他人的私人谈话。
Rule number 82.Undertake not what you cannot perform, but be careful to keep your promise.
不要承诺你做不到的事，不过一旦承诺就要守信。
Rule number 83. When you deliver the matter, do it without passion and with discretion. However, mean the person be you do it to.
当你确定要做某件事的时候，不要感情用事，要运用判断力。另一方面，做人亦都应该是这样。
Rule number 84. When your superior talk to anybody, hearken not either speak nor laugh.
当你的上司同人讲说话的时候，不要控制耳仔过去听，亦都不要插嘴，更加不要笑。
Rule number 85. In company of these of higher quality than yourself, speak not till you are asked a question, then stand upright, put off your hat, and answer in a few words.
在和身份比你高的人一起的时候，不要随便讲说话，直到你被邀请。这个时候你应该企直身体，垂低顶帽，并且用简短的说话回答。
Rule number 86. In disputes, be not so desired to overcome as not to give liberally to each one to deliver his opinion and submit to the judgment of the major part, especially if they are the judges of the dispute.
在争论之中，不要过于渴望能够说服每一个人，同一时间也不要任由每一个人随便发表自己的看法，要顺从大多数人的意见，尤其是当他们是争论之中的批判者的时候。
Rule number 87. Let thy carriage be such as becomes a man grave, settled, and attentive to that which is spoken. Contradict not at every turn what others say.
在倾听其他人讲说话的时候，你应该表现得认真和专注，不要成日和其他人唱反调。
Rule number 88. Be not tedious in discourse. Make not many digressions, nor repeat often the same manner of discourse.
讲说话的时候要避免单调乏味，避免经常跑题，也都要避免成日重复同样的讲话方式。
Rule number 89.Speak not evil of the absent, for it is unjust.
不要讲不在场的人的坏话，因为这样不公平。
Rule number 90. Be instead at meat scratch, not either speak cough or blows your nose, except there's a necessity for it.
吃饭的时候不要拗痕，亦都不要吐口水、咳，或者控个鼻系咁去索，除了你的确有必要去闻下。
Rule number 91. Make no show of taking great delight in your victuals. Feed not with greediness. Cut your bread with a knife. Lean not on your table. Neither fight fault with what you eat.
吃饭的时候不要表现出过分兴高采烈，不要喂食，用餐刀切面包，不要靠近饭台，亦都唔好对你食嘅嘢奄尖声闷。
Rule 92. Take no sword or cut bread with your knife greasy.
同人一起进餐嘅时候唔好攞走啲盐，亦都唔好用你有油污嘅刀切面包。
Rule number 93. Entertaining anyone at the table is decent to present him with meat. Undertake not to help others undesired by the master.
款待人用餐要令到佢食得饱，咁先至系得体嘅。但系唔好擅自去款待嗰啲主人唔欢迎嘅人。
Rule 94. If you soak bread in the sauce, let it be no more than what you put in your mouth at a time, and blow not your brass at table, but stay till cools of itself.
如果你每次都将啲面包浸喺啲汤入面，咁不如直接将佢放入你嘅嘴度。如果啲肉汤太热，唔好去吹，而系要等佢自己慢慢摊冻。
Rule number 95. Put not your meat to your mouth with your knife in your hand, neither spit forth the stones of any fruit pie upon a dish, nor cast anything under the table.
唔好用把刀吉面包放入个嘴度，亦都唔好喺个碟入面乱吐嗰啲生果批嘅云，亦都唔好乱掉嘢落台底。
Rule number 96.It's becoming to stoop much to one's meat. Keep your fingers clean and when foul by them on the corner of your table napkin.
在食物上面太过埋头苦干是不雅的，保持你手指干净。如果邋遢了，就用你那边的餐台布抹翻干净。
Rule number 97. Put not another bit into your mouth till the former be swallowed. Let not your more self be too big for the jaws.
在完全吞一口食物落肚之前，不要再加一口，每一口食物都不要太多，不要狼吞虎咽。
Rule number 98. Drink not nor talk with your mouth full, neither gaze about you while you are drinking.
讲说话的时候不要饮水或者饮东西，不要在嘴里面有东西的时候讲说话，当你饮东西的时候不要四周围望。
Rule number 99. Drink not too leisurely,nor yet too hastily. Before and after drinking, wipe your lips. Breathe not then, or ever with too great a noise, for it's uncivil.
饮嘢唔好太慢，亦都唔好太急。饮之前同埋之后要抹一抹嘴，任何时候喘气声都唔好太大，因为咁样系不雅嘅。
Rule number 100. Cleanse not your teeth with the table coarse napkin, fork or knife.But if others do it, let it be done without a peep to them.
唔好用台布、餐巾去抹你啲牙，或者用叉、餐刀去撩牙。如果有人撩牙，妥善嘅做法系准备好牙签。
Rule number 101: Rinse not your mouth in the presence of others.
唔好当住其他人面前朗口。
Rule number 102.It's out of use to call upon the company often to eat, nor need you drink to others every time you drink.
唔好成日叫人食嘢，亦都唔好喺你每次饮酒嘅时候，亦都劝人哋饮酒。
Rule number 103. In the company of your betters, be not longer in eating than they are. Lay not your arms, but only your hands upon the table.
喺同长辈一齐食饭嘅时候，唔好俾佢哋食得更长时间。可以将手放在餐台上面，但是不要将手臂放在餐台上面。
Rule number 104. It belongs to the chiefest in company to unfold his napkin and fall to meat first, but he ought then to begin in time and to dispatch with dexterity that the slowest may have time allowed him.
在就餐的时候，只有上席的人才有权首先打开餐巾开始用餐，不过他应该及时开始，并且注意要令到那些食饭比较慢的人都有时间吃得完。
Rule number 105. Be not angry at the table, whatever happens. And if you have reason to be so, show it not. Put on a cheerful countenance, especially if there be strangers. For good humor makes one dish of meat a feast.
在餐桌上面，无论发生乜嘢都唔可以嬲。假如你真系有原因嬲，亦都唔好表现出嚟，而系要表现出高兴嘅神情。尤其是系有陌生人在场嘅时候，因为好心情系宴席上面最好嘅一道菜。
Rule number 106: Set not yourself at the upper of the table, but if it be your due, or that the master of the house will have it so, contend not, lest you should trouble the company.
入座嘅时候唔好坐喺餐台嘅上席，不过如果有必要坐，或者主人邀请你，唔好推让，费事令到其他人尴尬。
Rule 107: If others talk at the table, be attentive.But talk not with meat in your mouth.
当其他人在餐台上面讲说话的时候，要表现出关注。不过，如果口入面有食物，就不要讲说话。
Rule number 108. When you speak of God or His attributes, let it be seriously and with reverence. Honor and obey your natural parents, although they be poor.
当你谈论到上帝或者他的品质的时候，态度要严肃，满怀敬意，尊重和孝顺你的父母，就算他们是穷人。
The rule number 109. Let your recreations be manful, not sinful.
消遣娱乐应该是健康向上的，而不应该是低级邪恶的。
Rule number 110. Labor to keep alive in your breast that little spark of celestial fire called conscience.
努力令到被称为良知的圣火在你的心中熊熊燃烧。全书完。如果你觉得本集的资讯帮到你的话，记得 subscribe 这个 channel, like 和 share 这条片，按着个钟仔它，加入会员频道，或者使用超级感谢赞助一下我的制作。我是陈老师，话不定我们听日会再见，拜拜。